An official with the State Department of Environmental Conservation says Tony Lanza was fired. And that's just about all they'll say. Lanza gone from the post he's held for more than a decade at the helm of the Bel Air Ski Center. Joe Kelly is the chairman of the Coalition to Save Bel Air.
Tony Lanza has been an extraordinarily enthusiastic superintendent of Bel Air now for 13 years. He was a great supporter and is a great supporter of the Bel Air Music Festival, which has been going on now for 22 years. He had an infectious enthusiasm about him. And the last couple of years have been difficult anyway with the cutbacks and things. And now at this critical juncture of the assimilation into the Olympic Regional Development Authority, it's probably an awkward time for this to happen, but we're just going to have to deal with it.
The DEC runs Bel Air, but New York State is in the process of transferring that responsibility to ORDA, the Olympic Regional Development Authority, which operates the Gore and Whiteface Mountain ski areas in the Adirondacks. The ORDA takeover of Bel Air has been somewhat of a nail biter. Early this year, the New York State Assembly adopted a new budget that called for Bel Air to remain under state control. The said deal was saved by the Republican-controlled Senate, which supported the idea originally proposed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, including it in the final budget deal. Again, Joe Kelly.
I kind of have faith in what Governor Cuomo has said about Bel Air. I talked to his office yesterday, and they continue to say that they're going to, you know, they're committed to making Bel Air the best it can be, and I firmly believe that, and I think the last couple of years have been difficult for Bel Air and difficult for the area, and I think that going forward, hopefully, things get a lot better. But I would say, you know, as far as Tony goes and what he's done here and the legacy that he's going to leave is very much on the positive side of the ledger, and I prefer to think along those lines.
Lanza could not be reached for comment, and ORDA did not return calls for comment. In 2007, Lanza was under scrutiny as part of a conflict of interest investigation by the State Inspector General's office. There is apparently no public record of any disciplinary action taken against Lanza at that time. Joe Kelly remains optimistic about Bel Air's future under ORDA.
The DEC really, try as they may, they've gotten overwhelmed in the last couple of years with, you know, it seems they've had added responsibilities and they've had cutbacks too, and particularly with some of the challenges to their normal challenges, and now they have the fracking issue to deal with. It's just not something that they should be in, and I think that was the realization. This wasn't a good venue for the future of Bel Air, and I think the Olympic Regional Development Authority is a good venture, and the legislation that was passed with the representation on the ORDA board, one from Delaware County and one from Ulster County, which is, I think, in the process of being done right now, is a positive because we haven't had representation in the decisions that have been made on Bel Air in the past because they've been basically made in Albany. And this way we have a say on what our future is going
to
be.
There's been no word as to who will replace Tony Lanza. Bel Air had no one available for comment. DEC spokesperson Lisa King responded to requests for comment by email stating, quote, "Mr. Lanza was dismissed. DEC is in possession of information that warrants Mr. Lanza's dismissal. As this is a personnel matter, we cannot provide more information." When reached by telephone, King would not comment further. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.